Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. And our guests today are here. Here to talk about a very appropriately timed event that is coming in honor of Black History Month. Actually happens every year, but it's Black History Month. Makes it very appropriate. It's the 4th annual Memphis Black Expo presented by Brinson Tax Service. The theme, Celebrate, Empower, and Cultivate. And the producer is here with us, Viera Boyd, who we've had as a guest before on some of her other exciting festivals that she had, another exciting festival that she had going on. We'll talk about that, as well as our public relations and marketing director for the company, who doesn't want to talk, but we're going to coax her into saying something anyway. Sherry Neely is here with us as well. Good morning, both.
Good morning to both of you.
Thanks so much for coming by and talking about this. Like we were saying before, I don't remember exactly when the Black Expo started before, but it did have, this is like the second coming of it.
Yeah, and one thing that we realized in doing our research, and by the way, hello, Memphis. One thing we've realized as we were researching and looking into the different ways to tackle, so to speak, hosting a Black Expo here in Memphis, we saw that in other cities, they were already happening, you know, and some were, for instance, Indiana Black Expos 30 years in. Okay. And then Dallas has a Black Expo that's about 5 years in. It's fairly new. But Detroit, Chicago, the cities are endless. Florida, not Florida, what is that state? I went blank. But anywho, a couple of cities in the state of Florida host Black Expos, even in Los Angeles, Sacramento Black Expo. I mean, the list goes on as we begin to kind of dig. So we said, well, you know, we like the concept behind it, and it was more so about unity. Simple as that. Exposure for African-American-owned businesses and organizations, but primarily just reiterating the importance of family values, unity, and just providing a venue where people could come and get information. So we stepped out and wanted to do one here in Memphis, and I was over talking one day a few years back to Mr. Melvin over at the Black Business Directory. And he was kind of schooling me on some history, old Memphis history in the past. And he told me there was one back in, I think, the 80s, roughly, for a couple of years. So I didn't find that out until I spoke to him. But he was very receptive of it and said, I mean, I think it's brilliant for you to, you know, reintroduce it and bring it back, especially with the spin that we've placed on it and all the elements that we have in place.
Yeah, things have you added that you have added to it since the last time.
We have. Exactly. Yeah. You saw that. You noticed we've added so much since last year. And that's one of the things we want to continue to do. We always want to reinvent the event to make sure that people, it never gets stale and it's always a surprise. You don't know what to expect when you come.
Yeah. Again, I didn't fully explain that the event takes place a Saturday, February 23rd, this coming Saturday.
Correct.
And it's at from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. It'll be at the Cook Convention Center in the East Hall. Tickets are available. Admission is $10 in advance, $12 at the door, $5 and under, 5 years old and under are free. And they can be purchased at Brinson's Tax Service at 1864 Madison Avenue at McLean. Booth registration and registration for the Gospel Festival, kids.
It's closed.
Those things are closed now. Okay.
We are at capacity, which is a good thing.
Yeah. I'm glad you told me that. And that's what I was going to ask next, if you've got everything, all the slots filled that you wanted to.
Yeah, we've had to turn some people around and broke our hearts to do so, but we're at capacity, and the show was right around the corner. So.
Oh, wow. That has to be encouraging for
that
you, too.
That is. It's for us and for those who missed out, because we're getting out. Well, put me down now for next year.
Okay.
Because so, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen every year.
You had a hiatus for a minute there.
We did. We took a break. We did it last year, of course. Year before that, we did not host the event. We had a death in the family. My brother died, who was actually one of my biggest supporters, you know, both physically, emotionally, and financially. And so it just kind of did a number on me losing them, because we were best of friends, and had never experienced a death of anyone that close to me ever. And so it was the first time, and, you know, I just had a very hard time coming out of it and dealing with it, so to speak. But once I pulled myself together, I actually found a sense of peace getting back into event planning, and of course, I have a performing arts studio as well. So I use that as my healing to get through.
That shows a great deal of strength that you can even talk about that situation like that.
Because I couldn't for a long time. I couldn't talk about it, and I couldn't talk about doing anything, events, dance, and none of the above. I didn't want to. Don't talk to me about anything. Period. Point blank. I'm barely living, you know, because it's so hard. You know, when you lose somebody that you're that close to, you know, and you love. So that was rough, but again, I just use it as a time to go, you know what? I still can't disappoint all the people who are still living and, you know, relying really upon me to help improve, you know, their lives.
Yeah, and that's another thing that's really cool, too. Let me read your, if you want to look them up, by the way, it's blackexpomemphis.com, blackexpomemphis.com. You can look that up online. And in there it says, the goal of Memphis Black Expo is to address the needs of the community by serving as a catalyst to improve conditions in African-American community by creating family-oriented environment that celebrates, empowers, and cultivates the community, including small businesses, nonprofits, community-based organizations, and corporations. And it also celebrates the excellence in the arts and entertainment among youth and adults. In addition, it provides an opportunity for education in areas of health and wellness, finance, technology, and business development through workshops and interactive displays. And that is something that I'm sure Mayor Wharton would be happy about that, too, because that's something that he is promoting constantly and endlessly.
He's actually doing the welcome this year. He's going to open the show up for us, and he's in full support of the event. And that's what we wanted. Of course, we want to be entertained, and, you know, Lamon Ruckers will be there from Tyler Perry's House of Pain. You know, we have a host of celebrity guests and special guests, you know, as far as our lineup. But when people get there, we really want to make sure that they leave with something that has impacted their lives positively.
Yeah. This is going to go on all day from 10 o'clock till 6 o'clock.
All day.
Are you going to have it set up as stages or
the main stage schedule? Yes, of course. There's a gospel festival from 10 to noon. There's a natural cutie pageant with the babies from 1:30 to 3:30. And there's a dance and step jamboree. Well, it's really featuring local organizations here, dance and step programs. However, the vendors, the pavilions, workshops, they're all day long. You can come and get information. Starbucks job fair, that's all day long. They'll be recruiting for employees on the spot. So, yes, for the most part of it, it's all day. It's something to see every hour. The Corvette car show was all day. That winner will be announced at 4 o'clock, but everything is all day long.
So, oh, you're having a Corvette car show,
it's
too?
It's an all-Corvette car show, yes.
Oh, wow.
And I must say thank you to the Bill Street Corvette Association. They have really stepped up to the plate and helped us out a great deal with that event.
Yeah. You've already had, okay, yeah, you just named them all off. Almost all of them, anyway. Kids Zone.
The Kids Zone, that's sponsored by Parties with Pizzazz. There's carnival style games, balloon twisters, face painting. There's a bungee jump deal, mascots, characters, you name it. That's an awesome organization, Parties with Pizzazz. They're a one-stop shop for all of your needs, and they've been calling almost every week with something that they're going to implement or do at the show. So everybody involved, what I love about it, they're completely dedicated to it and making it a great event.
Yeah, and focusing on the community at large of letting people know that there are opportunities out there and things they can do. And especially young people, let them know that there are opportunities to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily even think
wouldn't
about
ordinarily
doing.
And even from the resource standpoint, with having the home by the pavilions, I don't know if you had a chance to look at them just yet, but the pavilions were an important piece to me. So I wanted to make sure that we were able to, again, provide information on things that I thought were extremely necessary to the community, one being the Home Buyers Pavilion. United Housing Incorporated is going to set up and have information for first-time home buyers. United Credit Services will be there. They're going to give you information on how to repair your credit, how to fix your credit legitimately, quickly, and the right way, as well as the Health and Wellness Pavilion. Finally Fit Memphis is going to do quick demonstrations and tips on how you can get exercise, a routine in place that's easy for you to maintain. OC Vegan Foods is doing a vegan versus vegetarian workshop, so to speak, on why should you adopt a raw food diet, and what's the difference between vegan and vegetarian?
Yeah, because I thought you made a mistake there.
It's a difference between being vegan and being a vegetarian. Vegetarian, of course, you know, you cut out meats completely. Vegan, they don't do any dairy products, none whatsoever. Right. So, I mean, anything that comes from an animal, they don't do it at all. So, very strict, but man, very beneficial to your health. As well as Angela Brown, she's an author. She wrote a book, Healing Myself Through Changing What I Ate. She had diabetes, but she cured herself by simply just changing what she was putting in her body. Changed her diet, began exercising, you know, something that we don't make time for like we should. She'll be there discussing that. I mean, the list goes on with people that will be there. And again, Starbucks hosting their job fair, JobLink from the Memphis Library will be there as well, making sure everybody is informed about the services that JobLink provides. It's a host of things and organizations that step into the plate and wanting to be a part.
If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92, and we are talking with the producer of the fourth annual Memphis Black Expo, Vieira Boyd, and her publicist, her public relations manager and marketing manager is here with us. Still trying to make her say something, but Sharon Neely is here with us.
Hello, Memphis.
And we are talking about the Black Expo 2013, and it happens Saturday, this coming Saturday, February 23rd, at 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the Cook Convention Center in the East Hall. Tickets are available at Brinson's Tax Service. It's at 1864 Madison Avenue. I would imagine you can get tickets at the convention center.
Tickets will only be available there that Saturday. At that point, we're at door admission, but the in advance are only being sold this year at Brinson's.
Tax Service.
That's our presenting sponsor, so we want to make sure that we get as many people as we can over to her her doors.
Yeah, so, especially at this time.
Isn't it perfect?
Perfect timing.
Yes. Offering live.
Yes. Yeah, and that's one thing we wanted to mention as well, which is quite clever. When we talk about resources and being informed, now Brinson's Tax Service will be preparing taxes on the spot, and again, most importantly, just taking a look at what you have. You know, if you bring your W-2s, bring your documents, bring last year's tax returns, second look review, you know, so they'll be, you know, looking at stuff right on the spot, answering questions, you know, giving you that opportunity to get some answers. A lot of times, filing taxes is scary.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you want answers, and somebody who's going to walk you through it, explain it to you, and really help you get the maximum legitimate refund. And she'll be available on that Saturday to do just that.
Oh, wow.
She has 20 years of experience.
Years of experience, and extremely knowledgeable and the sweetest, you know, person you ever wanted to meet. So definitely just come down and bring your stuff with you. And she's doing a discount as well at the Black Expo.
Off.
She's doing $50 off.
And you got celebrity guests. You mentioned celebrity guests who will be there at the expo. So let's go through that with the meet and greet, by the way, is going to be happening with these people.
Well, we wanted to display different, I guess, industries that we have excelled in. So, of course, we had to book Lamond Rucker, being an actor. Who doesn't want to see him? Mm-hmm. As far as the ladies.
Yeah.
But we thought it was cool, and for a better lack of a term, to bring in Terrell Kimmons, which is a U.S. Olympian.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted to, again, show the diversity, so to speak, within the African-American
Terrell Kimmons, a silver medalist.
U.S. Olympian. He is awesome, so down to earth. He's extremely humble. Just got a huge endorsement deal. He's doing Nike. Great guy.
Right.
Loves children. So his whole thing is he just likes to just encourage and motivate them. And they ask him questions, you know, how did you make it to the Olympics? And I mean, he doesn't mind sharing. The first thing he'll tell you, of course, hard work. And that's just being absolutely real. But he primarily focuses on telling them it's possible. It's possible. Any and everything. So it's really the main reason why I wanted him there, because, I mean, how many of us can, you know, reach out and touch an Olympian? You know, you sit at home, you watch them on television, and you go, wow, that's great. I wish I could have played in a game or two. I don't know which game, but something.
Nice, yeah.
You know, because that's a huge, you know, honor or opportunity, so to speak. Then there's Van Chu from BET's Comic View. He just finished filming a huge movie with Megan Good, and he does quite a bit of work for T.D. Jakes Films, but he'll be here. He's a comedian. He's extremely funny. He can just answer the phone and say hello, and I fall out laughing. You know, some people just, everything about him is comedic, you know. Yeah. And he's going, what? And I'm laughing again. Like, you know, everything is just, I love him. He's extreme. He's a great guy. But he is a character. Yeah. And then, of course, there's the author, which I'm sure you're familiar with him, yeah, from being around the U of M campus as well. But Marcus Matthews, the author of I Am Not the Father, he's actually going to host a workshop as well.
Called a writing workshop?
No, he's doing a workshop on national, how to gain national exposure.
Okay.
I believe it's at 1:30. I believe it's how to gain national exposure. And now the workshops are free for those who, you know, buy the admission to the actual main event on that Saturday. And there's a workshop, you know, room down the hall. So he'll be doing a workshop on how to gain national exposure. He's been on, you know, national syndicated television shows. Yeah. So I'm even excited, of course, about sitting in his workshop, you know, hearing that.
Yeah.
Somebody who's been on a talk show.
And Marcus is also a star. He got involved in the newspaper, the high school newspaper, and he runs that from here on campus.
Tina Peel.
And he really is. That's another one of those guys, you know, he's all about the community.
Very involved.
Very involved and always looking to improve the lot of some of these children who have this helpless mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, so that's really cool. I got a chance to talk to him about that I Am Not the Father book of his.
That title alone is enough, but it's very real.
Oh, yeah.
Very real. And it's amazing because I have a couple of guy friends that have been through this situation. And it's devastating, actually, even when they find out, you know, that they were under one impression and discover that it's, you know, a totally different scenario. So I think it's good that somebody stepped up to the plate, you know, and exposed it, you know, like Marcus has done. I think it's pretty clever.
those situations can ruin a guy.
Hello?
Financially, you know, emotionally.
Emotionally, yes.
A lot of other ways. But that,
and the kid as well, you know, depends on how far it goes. So I think that book was, I was too tickled. I Am Not the Father. And how appropriate for him. One of the shows he was featured on was Maury Povich. That was just perfect.
I saw him at the journalism dinner. He told me he was going to be on there. I had to watch the scene.
I said, look up there. That was perfect.
Well, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And these other, Lamon Rucker, Trell Kimmons, Van Chu, are they going to be doing workshops?
No.
Or are they just going to be presenting? Or
they'll just primarily be in the Celebrity Lounge. Now, Van will actually be hosting the entire show because, of course, again, with him being so funny, I need somebody on stage who's going to make the crowd laugh from 10 to 6. So he'll be his time will be dedicated on stage, but Lamon and Trell will be in the Celebrity Lounge.
Mm-hmm. And be talking and answering questions.
Yeah, and we talk about that one-on-one time with them. Yes, autograph is great, but that's also a great opportunity just to meet them and shake a hand, ask a question or two, you know?
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to do that, you know, up close and personal?
And find out how they made a success of what they do.
There you go.
Which is something that's always difficult to understand how, you know, it's like my dad when I was playing saxophone back in the day. Mm-hmm. And my dad used to say, yeah, that's nice. Get a real job.
Wow.
He really encouraged me to do that.
Right.
That wasn't in his mentality at the time. But
you realize musicians, you know, they get paid and paid well. I mean, that's true, too. And depending on, I guess, how far you push and where you go and who you're playing for and what you do with it. Like, someone makes CDs or, you know, they play for different, you know, artists, but...
Well, that's a good reason to talk to, you know, to talk to people who are successful in their endeavors to find out how did you do it? Yeah.
How'd you do it?
Yeah, that's great. And I hope we get a lot of kids down there, too.
That's what we are aiming for. We really are. We're shooting big time when we tried to pull out every stop that we could think of with the kids pageant and the kids zone. And, you know, that way parents understand, too, that you can come and you can bring them and they still have a good time.
Yeah.
And then again, when they get there and they see, you know, Trell or the Lamons or Vans, and they go, man, you make money telling jokes? Yeah. Get paid pretty well for telling jokes, you know. So just for them to be able to touch and ask, you know.
What all the kids zone include?
Okay. Anyway, if you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We are talking with Vieira Boyd, who's producer of the Memphis Black Expo, and the fourth annual, by the way, Memphis Black Expo, presented by Brinson Tax Service, and the public relations and marketing manager, still won't talk loud, Sherry Neely is with us. But,
I'm a highlighter. Sherry handles the public relations, and actually, we met, to be honest, through Brinson's Tax Service. And, you know, it started out with just a few things, and then finally I said, wait a minute, this girl's pretty sharp, you know. So, and there were some things that I wanted implemented, but just didn't have the body or the person. Like, I had to know, and I knew what should be done, but she came along and she did it. Right, that's the difference. Right. So, and just with that alone, we've seen a major difference in last year and this year because of the peace that she's brought to the table. So, no, she does not talk much, but she gets the job done.
You know, and that's another something that's interesting and in our conversation, in this situation right here, that the two of you are both successful
exactly.
at doing something other than working at a beauty shop or whatever. When we did the dance expo, before, you have a dance studio.
Right. Well, at that time, I was running a performing arts program, and I've kind of placed it on the back burner for now.
But you still do
I have students that I still work with. I can't completely tear myself away from it. but these events have become such a huge undertaker, and there's another endeavor I'm looking at getting into with the performing arts arena. So what I was doing with the studio was a bit time-consuming based on what I would honestly like to be, you know, doing, because I'm thinking of something on such a grand scale that it's going to take a lot of time and energy for me to implement and execute. So I'm trying to phase out of the teaching end that I was on and going more so into the production aspect with the performing arts and putting on shows.
And I didn't mean to put down anybody that's working in a beauty shop.
Don't get me wrong about that. No.
What I mean is that what I'm thinking is that a lot of people, we've talked about this before, I've talked about it with other people, that a lot of kids from the black community, many of them who live in North Memphis have never been to the Pink Palace. You know what I mean? They don't know that
exposure.
There's things that they can do. They see someone like you, and they don't figure, I'll never be able to do something like that. You know, my best out is to do what's right here in the neighborhood.
What's right here in the neighborhood. And that's true. And when we talk about doing some of the, even the arts programs we've done, we do a layout on the different kinds of jobs, just in the performing arts industry the kids don't know about. You know, even if you are, say, a dancer, but you think about choreographing, you think about making the costumes, you think about, you know, working backstage and working maybe the lights or the camera, you know, when they start seeing all the different, even with going into PR, you thought about being a publicist, you know, you thought about, even music, you thought about composing, you know. And it's like, wow, you know, when they start realizing the different opportunities, either behind the stage, in the office, or bringing the whole thing together, their minds are completely blown, you know, when they realize, oh, that is a job. Somebody has to do that. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. So, and that's one of the things I really try to work on, making sure even the key is just around me on a regular basis or through any of my programs, that they are exposed to so much just so they'll know the different opportunities they have.
And you promote education and so I've been talking with an African American who happens to be a physicist, and he works with science. He's teaches science, and he's really a heavyweight guy. But it's a lot of kids don't realize that there are African Americans that do that, and
scientists,
and NASA astronauts.
That's awesome.
You know, all sorts of things like that. And these kind of events sort of can put those things in kids' minds.
What we were saying. Of course, you know about the most common, you know, the things in the entertainment industry, like from a job standpoint, being an actress or an actor, or even being a dancer. But what about, again, the producers, the director, the filmmakers? Because even with Van is also a filmmaker, and he also writes movie scripts. I mean, he is awesome. And so we don't even think, you know, about all of that. But like you said, it's going to take organizations and events like this and what we're doing to expose that. Because, you know, even one of my goals is to eventually bring Misty Copeland here. you know, the first, you know, African-American ballerina. Yeah, I want to bring her in. You know, it's like, that's what we want to do. And that's huge, too, in the African-American dance community, to have, you know, a black ballerina dancing with a company of that magnitude. Please.
Oh, I got a chance to talk to Kathleen Battle one time, and I was blown away because she, you know, she, before she became such a fierce diva, she but she really, you know, she was in that community, like one of the only African-Americans of the prominence that she had, you know, and that was... That was an eye-opening thing for me because I never think about black people in opera.
You know? Right, as an adult, right? So can you imagine a kid?
This is cool. And Sherry doesn't want to talk about it, but the idea of public relations and marketing, you're from the University of Memphis, too.
I am a graduate of the University of Memphis. Yeah. I am, and I truly, truly, truly was involved in the National Association of Black Journalists, Society of Professional Journalism, journalists. So I think that it's very important for you to get involved in organizations and to do things with your peers so that you can build that network as well. And, you know, eventually you may know, someone like that. They may become a van or they may become, and, you know, those individuals are good to keep in touch with and go to the NABJ conventions and do things like that.
Yeah.
Stay in touch with these individuals. So I think that's important as well.
Creating a network.
Creating that network.
Yeah.
So now it's important for me, you know, as a publicist, as a PR practitioner, to have that network. Mm-hmm. And a publicist is only as good as their, contacts.
That's true.
So, yeah. It's so cool because it's the type of a business that most African-American kids do not know that they can be a part of.
Yes.
Once again, the idea is about the 4th Annual Memphis Black Expo presented by Brinson Tax Services. The theme of Celebrate, Empower, and Cultivate. And it's Saturday, February 23rd, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the Cook Convention Center. Tickets are at right now. Advance tickets can be purchased at Brinson Tax Service at 1864 Madison Avenue at McLean. Information about the festival can be found at blackexpomemphis.com, blackexpomemphis.com altogether. There will be just all sorts of cool things. Spirit, Soul, and Body Gospel Festival going on. Hosted by the entire Hallelujah FM team.
Yep, 95.7.
All right on. Corvette Show, hosted by K97 FM team. The Kids Natural Cutie Pageant, hosted by Miss Tennessee Plus.
Exactly. She's so sweet.
Collegiate Greek Step Show Showcase. That's always a lot of fun. Right?
Always. Help us.
There will be the Kids Zone with games, prizes, face painters, puppet shows, balloon twisters, characters, and mascots.
Yes.
Dance and Step Team Jamboree. We didn't talk about that. Dance and Step Team Jamboree along with the Step Show.
The Dance and Step is actually elementary to high school age groups.
Okay.
And they're from, again, schools and community centers.
Right.
So they come out every year and they compete. And they're serious.
It's
a serious competition. And that title is Battle on the Bluff. And those babies, they get to it, honey. They are serious about that title.
It's also a showcase of small businesses, corporations, government agencies, faith-based and community-based organizations and nonprofits, business development workshops, and more. And it benefits
Tennessee Sickle Cell Foundation.
Now, see, that's cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of giving back to the community.
There you go.
Well.
Yeah, we lead by example.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Hoping others will jump on board.
Yes.
Celebrate, empower, cultivate, and for a worthy cause. The 4th Annual Memphis Black Expo. Cook Convention Center, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you can get tickets. Is there a number to call? Or just need to go by Brinson Tax Service at 1864 Madison Avenue at McLean?
I can give you the number as well.
Okay.
It's 888-927-1176.
888-927-1176.
Yes. Facebook and Twitter.
And you can get tickets at the door when you show up, too. So
exactly.
Once it starts at the Cook Convention Center. Well, once again, Vieira Boyd, producer. Sherry Neely, thanks so much for coming by and being our guest on Spotlight 92.
Would you like me to give you the Facebook page directly, but okay. It's community page at Memphis Black Expo, and the Twitter account is at 901 Black Expo.
Right on.
And again, the website is www.blackexpomemphis.com.
All right. And once again, that's publisher taking care of her job. Right on, Sherry Neely,
dear boy.
Thanks so much for coming by, ladies, and talking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. And this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.